Hey everyone, this is Big L, Rocklines Magazine, and tonight we're talking with the two members of a band called Dark Remedy, who just dropped their third single of the year called Now or Never. And we're talking with lead vocalist Stephen Miller and Carrie Parsons. How are you both doing tonight?
Doing good. Doing good, Larry. Thanks for having us.
Hey, no, it's my pleasure. Could you give us a little history on the band? I know in reading that you got started during the epidemic. A lot, that's when a lot of bands were disbanding or breaking up. So what made you decide to go into this adventure?
I mean, that kind of plays into this story. My touring band, my live band, was not doing anything because of COVID, and we were primarily a live band. Steven had recording clients coming to record with him. They were canceling. So, you know, we just got to the point where it's like, wow, this sucks. You know, we can either sit here and just have a real bad time, or we can be productive. So we decided that we would start making use of our time and try to be as productive as possible and write music. And, you know, we didn't know what it was going to end up being, if this was going to be a band or just a little side project. And that's how it started.
Right, and I know you're, you went in, you worked with, Paul. Can't think of his last name off the top of my head. Crosby. Former
yep.
drummer of Saliva, plus he's also a Grammy award-winning or nominated professional. What's it been like working with him? I know he also stepped in on drums, didn't he?
Yeah. So we brought Paul in October of last year, and that's been a game changer. We had decided that, you know, we wanted to take the band seriously. We wanted to, you know, conquer the world, as they say, with the band. And we knew we needed help to do that. So we'd heard great things about Paul's management, and obviously we're fans of his drumming. And, you know, we brought him on as manager and asked, you know, hey, I know you like the music. What would you think about drumming on it? It's been off to the races ever since.
And for our listeners, how would you describe your sound?
We are we're a hard rock band. You know, we kind of flirt the lines with alternative metal, hard rock. We go for a big, wide kind of arena sound, but modernized. So, you know, we've got guitar solos and big guitars, big drums, big hooks, kind of what we go for.
All right. And I know you've had two singles already previous, earlier this year, Blood Money and Haunted, and both of those did really well. How's it going for Now or Never?
They did amazing. So our debut with Blood Money at the beginning of the year peaked at number 15 on the secondary market rock. Haunted peaked at 18 on the secondary markets. And Now or Never is just barely into its second week on radio. The response that we're getting from the fans has been incredible. We're just very humbled and appreciative of the support that we're getting. We've actually managed to break into major markets, Detroit and some other places on the FM markets. I think we're getting played on like the number 14th ranked FM market in the country for rock, which you know, that's huge for us, because this single is our entrance into the bigger markets out of the secondary market.
Okay, and this question is for both of you. Who were some of your influences as you were growing up?
Steven, you want to start?
Yeah, sure. So growing up, I listened to a lot of, you know, anything ranging from, you know, like the Beach Boys and the Carpenters, all the way up to like Meatloaf. Meatloaf is one of my heroes. And then when it comes to even the more modern stuff, like I'm a big fan of Devin Townsend and stuff like that. And so, and then obviously there's like the rock bands that I grew up with too, like, you know, like 3 Days Grace and Breaking Benjamin and stuff like that. So all that kind of mix of just like, I've been studying, you know, songwriting for a really long time. I have a big passion for songwriters now, like Prince and Max Martin and stuff like that too. So I really try to follow like the craft of songwriting, and a lot of my influences come from that. So like I would say my personal two heroes is like Meatloaf and Jim Steinman. They're like the dynamic duo, and they can do everything, and I just love how epic all that stuff is. And so that's kind of what I bring to the sound, is that kind of that's where my big sound in the engineering comes from, is listening to all these records that were just completely insane for what they were doing back in the day, and bringing that to like the modern era with that wall of sound.
Yep, I like most of those bands too. So, like I said, I'm an old fogey, so I go way back. Beach Boys were great. Meatloaf was more when I was in high school. So,
yeah, Brian Wilson, probably in my top five best songwriters of all time, for sure.
And what about you, Kerry?
For me, I'm a diehard Kiss freak. I'm about as big a Kiss fan as you can imagine, but not just them, you know, Black Sabbath, Ozzy, Iron Maiden, Alice Cooper, Metallica, you know, Pantera, Anthrax. You know, I listen to a little bit of everything. I pull influences from, you know, just like Steven, that's part of why we work so well. It's not just rock, but, you know, I'm a big Prince fan also, Elton John, Michael Jackson, you know, pop, dance music. I mean, you name it. I like melody, so if it's got a good melody, I'm into it.
Yeah, that's the thing with us. We're just overall just music freaks. If it's good, we're into it, and we're talking about it. And, you know, that's what got us to be friends in the first place.
How did you guys meet?
We met through just the local scene. I was recording bands, and Kerry hit me up in a private message and wanted to know if we could record. And we've been working on music together ever since then.
Well, I got to tell you, you both, after my own heart, because I'm a huge Kiss fan too. Like I said, that's my heyday. I always get the, you know, people who say, Kiss ain't a rock band. But yes, they are. they were probably my first influence. They were actually my second concert ever. And my first one was Journey, so I go way back.
I feel like if any guitar player says that Ace Frehley wasn't an influence on them, they're lying.
Absolutely.
Ace's influence runs so deep in rock, and I mean, Paul and Gene's songwriting is second to none. They often get overlooked for how good songwriters they are. And if you look at their entire discography, they've got a little bit of something for everybody in there, from borderline metal to pop. It's there.
Yeah, and I agree, and I think Gene also gets a little shorted on playing as good a bass player as he is. I mean, he, you know, the demon, he may get, you know, a little derogatory remarks there, but as far as playing the bass, the guy can do that.
Yeah, if anybody's listening and they want to hear some real good bass lines out of Gene, go listen to 100,000 Years.
Yep, and he's also, both him and Paul, pretty smart. They they know how to handle their business, that's for sure.
Yes, they do.
I know you're just getting started, but what's your goals for the say where you see Dark Remedy in 5 years?
Hopefully playing arenas. I mean, that's you know, for us, the frustrating thing is it's a singles-driven market right now. When we signed the distribution deal, we had to take down all of our old music, and we're, you know, currently retooling some of that. Some may get re-released, some may not. But it's like we started over from scratch. We're on single three now. We're going to keep doing a little bit of that. You're probably going to see an EP out of us fairly soon. But, you know, right now it's singles and music videos going together. But where we feel we really shine is live. And that's what we're really looking forward to, getting out there, coming to see our fans, putting on a show that they're going to remember. I mean, you're talking about guys that are influenced by Kiss and, you know, these bands that are known for their live shows. That's what we plan on bringing to a live show, is a memorable experience. And I think you're going to get to see that next year.
That was just, that was my next question, actually. Any plans of touring? So, since you said next year,
that's the goal.
Just remember Ohio when you're out there doing that. So.
Absolutely. Love Ohio.
Carrie, this is a question for you. I know you got a little side gig. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I'm also a professional wrestler. And, you know, I'll be the first to admit, we are so busy with Dark Remedy right now that it's kind of taking the spotlight right now. I'm not wrestling as much as I'd like to be, because of all the time that we've got into Dark Remedy. But yeah, I'm an independent wrestler. I trained with a couple big name WWE and AEW guys, Sean Spears, Tyler Breeze, and I mainly wrestle the Virginia and Florida independent scene. It's a passion of mine. I love doing it, and hopefully I'll be back in the ring before the end of the year.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of wrestlers who've been pretty good singers. Currently, you got Chris Jericho, Fozzy. Has he been any influence on you?
Well, it's funny because my friends actually have a joke that they say that I am the most Chris Jericho adjacent person they know. I'm very good friends with Chris's best friend, who played in a band called ZO2, was also in a Kiss tribute band. The guys from Trickster, we used to play Kiss conventions with Trickster. Their bass player, PJ Farley, plays bass for Chris Jericho's band now. Chris and I are both wrestlers. We both had radio shows at one point. There's a lot of commonalities, but oddly enough, we've never crossed paths.
Well, maybe next year when you do your tour or whatever, that sounds like it could be a match made in heaven.
We would love to. Hey, Jericho, if you're listening, look us up.
Yeah, one of our photographers and our main interviewer, she is a big Chris Jericho fan. I mean, she will go watch that guy no matter where he's at. So,
he's had a legendary career both in music and in wrestling.
I would agree with that. I was a big time wrestling fan way back, and up till Chris Jericho and all that stuff, and then I sort of lost a little bit of interest. I got more into music, his music is right top notch, like you said. They put on a great show.
Yep.
So,
killer.
Okay, I got a. You both can answer this separately or whatever. There's a 4-band tour going out in 2024. It doesn't have to be 2024, but you got a 4-band tour going out. And Dark Remedy is the opener. Who are the other three acts and why? And they can be past or present.
Oh, well, that's a tough one. I'll start. Are we talking realistic, or are we talking
nope.
if I had my pick?
If you had your pick.
Okay. Well, Ozzy, for one, I'd love to see Ozzy go out one more time. I don't know if we're going to get to see that, but I'm pulling for him. So I would say Ozzy, Metallica, Aerosmith, they're on their last, or might as well throw them in there, and us.
that would be money worth spending on. Okay. Yeah, what about you, Steve?
Oh, gosh. And this is so hard. there's so many bands that I love that to put here. Like I said before, to be able to be in any proximity of Meatloaf and Jim Steinman, that would be great, but they're no longer with us, unfortunately. I would have to say that at least, but I've really enjoyed, 3 Days Grace over their career. It's always been very consistent, and I just love that rock and roll thing they got going on. And Frankie Benjamin as well. They're another one. They're kind of like they're definitely like a blueprint for that. You know, this kind of sound that's out right now is, you know, just the massive guitars and the huge soaring vocals. And so it's hard to not have them in the conversation too. And by proxy, I would have to say Saint Asonia. The former singer of Jesus Grace is in that band now, and they're just killing it. They've been around a while now, but I just picked them up recently, and I just think their music's amazing. So if anyone hasn't heard of them yet, you should check them out too. But I would have to say something like that. I think that would be a cool group to see at once. But that's a tough question. You could ask me that any other day and I'd probably have a different answer, but I'll go with that for now.
Probably that's what most people say, but it's just, I just find it interesting. 3 Days Grace, I actually saw them way back when their first CD came out, and they opened up for, I'd never heard of them, they opened up for Three Doors Down and Nickelback. And,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and I heard them, I said, I got to buy their CD. I told my wife that. I brought it back to work, and a friend of mine that I work with, he's a rocker too, and I said, hey, I got a CD I need you to listen to. So I let him listen to it, and he gave back to me. He goes, man, that's tough. That's crap. And I said, what? I go, did you listen to it? And it was about a week later. And what is it? Everything I Hate About You, or that song was playing on the That song was playing on the radio. He come back in. He goes, hey, you still that CD? Was that 3 Days Grace? I said, yeah. He goes, can I listen to it again? He's been a fan ever since. I said, I told you.
We're big fans of 3 Days Grace, and you know, we have frequently had our music kind of compared to them, and it may be in part because we are huge fans of how their guitars are produced and the tone and the thickness of their guitars. If you really just listen to their guitars on record, it is just one thick wall of sound, and it sounds incredible.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. And Saint Asonia also, his vocals are just, they're definitely different. You can tell, and they're great to see live too.
He's just gotten better and better over the years. I mean, the vocals are top notch for sure.
Yeah. In closing here. How would our listeners go about finding Dark Remedy?
We're on pretty much all social media, most active on Facebook, which I know is very old school of us, but we love the Facebook, so Dark Remedy Band everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, we're even on Threads. You can find our YouTube at Dark Remedy. thecrazyband.com.
All right. And in closing here, is there anything you'd like to say to our audience?
Yeah, we love you. and we mean that. Our listeners, our fans have been amazing. And stay tuned because this ride is about to get rather wild. We have a lot in store and we can't wait to show the world.
All right. Well, I suggest to all our listeners, if you haven't checked out Dark Remedy, look them up. Go to YouTube or wherever you want to check them out. And I'm sure that you'll like what you hear, and you'll anxiously await their announcement for a tour next year, because I know I am. So, gentlemen, I appreciate your time and calling us, and I wish you nothing but success in the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Hey, it's been a pleasure.
Have a good one.
All right, you
bye.
Too. Bye.